bar, where all the fevers grow, yeah. Under the water, where the shark bubbles blow. In the morning, we'll buy your radio. Do the walls close in to suffocate you? You ain't got no friends, and all the others, they hate you. Does the life you've been leading gotta go? Well, let me straighten you out. I'm out of place, I know. Now get your shoes and socks on, people, because it's right around the corner. You go out for the night in the whispering breezes to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. Out through the night in the whispering breezes to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. Scientists call this disease bromidrosis, and well, they should. But us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python boot know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of steak foot. You know, my python boot was too tight. I couldn't get it off last night. A week went by, and now it's July. I finally got that sucker off, and my girlfriend cried, "You got stink foot. Stink foot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hurts on my nose. Stink foot, I ain't lying. Can you rinse it off, do you suppose? Well, here, Fido, here, Fido. Bring the slippers, little puppy. Fido. All right. Fido, my faithful friend of the canine world. I asked you to bring me the slippers. You didn't bring the slippers. Every night it's the same problem. Why do you not bring me the slippers? Literally translated, this means, oh, Frank, I was so stoned I couldn't keep them in my mouth. And once again, I have to inform you, Fido, my charming little canine friend, that you must be punished. So take your punishment. Here it comes. Position one. Position two, position three, and there we have it, a thoroughly punished poodle, live on stage in Philadelphia. Goddamn, it's sick!